Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A shop in Harvard Square that's more than 100 years old and has been selling fresh flowers for decades was set to close its doors for good yesterday. But as WBUR's Andrea Shea reports, Brattle Square Florist will instead remain in business with its original owners. And it's the best news a lot of people have heard in a long time.
Lady Bird Johnson once said, "Where flowers bloom, so does hope." That feeling fills Brattle Square Florist as loyal customers stream into the warm, fragrant space. Bill Lucas of Boxford has been buying blooms here for 15 years.
It's the ambiance, the people, and they're great flowers. And they're best. I mean, they last forever.
Lucas calls the shop an institution.
Every week I'd stop and get my wife flowers here. And we were in Colorado, my wife told me, "Your florist is shutting down." We just got back into town, so I'm going to come say goodbye to him, and I heard the good news. I'm just thrilled that they're going to stay open.
As for what he buys here, Lucas says he leaves the picking up to the pros.
Anything Stephen tells me to get. I'm not a flower expert. He is.
My name is Stephen Zedros. I've been part of Brattle Square Florist for 50 years. I'm 59. Started when I was 9 years old. It was a family business. We owned it for 98 years. We sold to Randy Ricker 9 years ago.
Zedros' family stayed on. Then, this past December, Ricker announced his retirement and the shop's closure. But Zedros wasn't ready to say goodbye to the business his grandparents founded as a grocery, so he worked to negotiate a deal. He's also been inspired and surprised by the outpouring of community support.
People came in crying, they're really upset that we were leaving, and then they came in crying because they were happy because we were opening again. I've gotten so many letters, cards. We could wallpaper a room with it.
It's a wonderful place. These people are great. They're really hardworking. The store has a long history.
Customer Lizbeth Applebaum lives in the neighborhood and even offered to volunteer if the shop that's helped her celebrate many a family milestone would stay open.
We've lost so many really iconic places in Cambridge, and it's very heartbreaking.
Record stores, restaurants, and mom-and-pop shops have been forced to leave Harvard Square as rents have skyrocketed. Licensed acupuncturist Denise Patnod, who's also a Brattle Square Florist customer of 30 years, laments how the pandemic has also devastated many of her fellow small business owners.
So when somebody's gone, it's like a grieving process. And it also makes you aware that you could be next. But Stephen hangs in there. And he always has a smile, so it's always worth it to come in here and smile and say hi.
Hey, Stephen, happy that you're here. All right, good news, yay!
Stephen Zedros says his retired uncle and 86-year-old mother are over the moon. He'll be keeping the family business alive.
To get to third generation, which I am, is amazing.
Zedros is taking over just in time for Valentine's Day, one of the craziest holidays in the flower biz. He'll move Brattle Square Florist to a new location just down the street in a couple of months. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.